Afternoon, Russell.
Hello, this is Russ.
Yes. Hey. Are you gonna wait till 3 o'clock, or just...
No, I'm so confused as to what is in my computer. I don't know what to do except I have to hire a computer expert. I did not make any of those phone calls. Okay, they're not on my records. But I remember numbers. Okay, that's my gift, I guess. I can remember numbers. I remember picking up my phone after Ron used it, and I remember that number, the last 4 digits of that number.
Okay.
Oh. I remember it. I don't know how to tie him to this yet, but he did this.
Okay.
He's taken my computer, and what he told me when he left, when I told him to leave, he goes, I ran all the files from your computer. And I go, what the hell does that mean? Well, no, I know. I don't know what he's done. I don't know how good you know computers, but you sound like you know computers pretty well.
I do. My first job was working in the computer lab at the San Bernardino Public Library.
Oh, my God. You have to look at my computer. I've got a bunch of stuff.
Russ McClure,
yeah.
I don't have to do anything. Number one.
No, you don't. You
okay.
don't.
First off, let's understand our relationship. I don't have to do anything. I am completely innocent of your thing. Now, if I want to do something, I'm not sure what I want to do yet. But if you ask me, maybe I would. But that sounded too much demanding, Mr. McClure, compared to what's happened here. So I'm just letting you know I'm right there. I'm stopping that kind of mentality. Okay, let's continue.
Listen to me, Mr. McClure.
I said we can meet in person. We can meet in person and go from there. I am still confused myself. So don't put the I have to come over there and help you. That's what you said.
Yeah, no, you don't have to. Listen to me, please.
Yes.
I'm very confused about what's happening here.
Okay.
Now, I'm going to go to AT&T. I've got to change my SIM card because he's attached to my SIM. Okay. When I do that, I'm trying to get everything done. There's so much information. I don't know what to do. It's overwhelming.
It may be overwhelming. I don't know what to do either. But at this point, I'm trying. I don't know you. I don't have an established relationship with you, except you're a victim, and I'm a victim. We have a victim in common.
Yes. We do want to meet. Yes, I do want to meet you.
Okay.
At some point in time, we should, let's have a coffee somewhere or something, or a tea, or whatever.
Okay, well, whatever. I do not do this professionally as far as hooking and doing computers. I suggest
you're
for you.
Not doing anything to my
I
computer.
First suggest
I'm trying
you.
To help.
I'm just
trying
for...
to help find out. I'm trying to help find out
yeah.
who is doing this. I think I know who's doing this. I think it's this guy. I think it's this guy that was over here, Ron.
Okay, well, I am not going to get involved and back in the. Doing the wrong thing here. I suggest if you want to work on have somebody work on your computer, you hire somebody separate than me, because me and you are in a different kind of relationship than me going over there and working on your computer.
Okay. Well, here's the deal. I don't live in Fort Collins. I don't have a Facebook.
I understand who you are, and I understand who you are now. And you are separate than the Fort Collins. That part I got. That doesn't negate the fact that you and I have this relationship that it's already been established that I'm not gonna break a boundary and try to fix your computer. I'm not gonna do that.
I understand.
All right. Now can we proceed to understand what has happened to us from that point of view? You need to work on your computer, have an expert. If you need to hire an expert to do that, I don't know. The state of your computer. My computer is my computer, and it is fine, and it is working fine, and I don't let anybody do on my computer that I don't trust.
I understand.
Okay. Now, you must have let somebody on your computer do things that you don't trust
I did.
Because you... Okay, so that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That's my advice on the situation.
Okay, so when I change my SIM card, and I'm going to do that shortly, I still haven't gotten to sleep yet. I got to go to work tonight. I'm going to go change my SIM card. And
okay.
Once I change my SIM card, I'm going to change my phone number.
Okay.
And I'm going to call you. Okay?
Okay, I understand.
I will send you a text message, and my new number will be there. Okay, and I'll say, hey, this is Russ.
I understand. I completely understand.
So,
that would be a reasonable thing to do.
I can't believe this. I really can't. You know, I let this man into my house. He stayed here. I paid for his food, okay? I gave him gas money to help him out because I was told that he was trying to get another job. You know what the man's doing for a living? He's selling identities out. I'm going to call the company that he works for. As soon as I get off the phone with you, I'm going to call them up. And tell them what I have here, and they can look at it because this is just not right.
Okay.
The guy that I'm speaking of, it's looking more and more like that. But his ex-girlfriend is a cop here in Denver, and I'm having the buddy of mine that said, "Can you help this guy out?" I asked him to get me her number because I'm going to call her up.
Okay. Well,
so
you can
that's
do all
what
that.
I'm doing right now, and the stuff that was said to you is horrendous. So I don't know what to say. If people were saying that to me, I would be in utter shock. I don't know why. Well, you got targeted though, but we'll meet. You tell me where and when. I work from 9 p.m. to 7 a.m. And after 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, I'm available. So if you want to meet, we can meet. And I'm going to try to get a hold of this guy, Abraham is his name.
Okay.
And I just don't understand any of this. So I'm in shock. I've never seen anything like this. And
okay. My advice is for you to take a deep breath. And I've had to do the same thing. I'm a week over a week into the same thing. But I had a panic attack, obviously, myself over the whole thing. So I take a deep breath and just take it one day at a time. That's what I'm doing now.
Let me ask you a question. Those that the number that was called is your number, is the 720 number, right?
Correct.
All those phone calls, none of those phone calls are on my bill. None of them.
Well, that's local. It's a local call. Would it be?
It doesn't matter. I get a phone bill.
Okay.
Every phone call that I make, every phone call that I make gets logged.
Okay. I cannot speak for that. I don't know your billing system, so I can't do that. I can't speak to that. But I believe
single phone call.
Yeah.
Okay. I got to call AT&T, and what they can do is they can put something on my phone to see, and I'm going to call them first before.
Oh, if you change your SIM card, sir, you're going to change your phone number. I that would rectify having it being a hack or what they call.
Yes, it would, but
okay,
then,
so
then I'm not going to find
that,
out who's doing
that.
The semi.
Do that, sir. I think that's a good piece of advice. I would do that. So your phone number is attached. This phone number right now is attached. Is this the same phone number? You're on the same phone number, yeah. Is attached wrongly to another person's background check, the other Russ McClure. So that would resolve that problem anyway. It would automatically resolve that problem. So that would be advisable too. But we still need to correct the old number because the number carries forward for you as far as your history goes. You want to disassociate yourself from the other Russ McClure. If it's a real person, I haven't figured it out yet.
Are you calling this person?
I was going to have my property manager and myself go up to Fort Collins and meet with the man if that was the case. And that was my course of action. So I hadn't yet figured out who and what was what. So that was what I was going to do. That was my course of action up until you called me. Because I got no response from anybody. That was my course of action. I was going to stand there by myself alone and be, I wanted to do that with my property manager. So that was what I was trying to do. She was sick on Friday. So that was what I was trying to take care of next week. So I don't think I need to do that anymore because you called.
He was actually here on the 13th.
Okay.
He was here. No, he's here on the 12th. I got him nailed down exactly when he left. All those phone calls, I mean, I checked and they're not, when you have a cell phone bill, my cell phone bill comes out, every data transaction, every phone call goes on my bill.
Okay.
Everything.
I believe you.
Because I have several phones and I'll tell you something weird's been happening because this is what's been happening. The guy, Abraham's phone is coming into my email account, and my password is changed now, and I can't get into it.
Okay.
So, and his phone is coming into my account, and I've been trying to get a hold of him to find out why his phone is coming into my account. His phone is dialing into my email account. He called me, and I missed his phone call because I was at work, but I need to talk to him because Ron knows him, too. He's the one that introduced me to Ron.
Okay.
I can't believe this. I will never help anybody out ever again. Ever again. Never again.
Okay.
All right. I'll be back to you. I'll still call you at 3:00.
Okay. That's what I was waiting for. I appreciate it, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.